So Ron Delavue, how did the Mercer County Historical Society get a one-room school? And I guess the story, the most interesting part of the story is actually probably transporting the one-room school to the library site.
Right. Well, it came 2.5 miles southeast, or excuse me, yeah, southeast of Reynolds, and then it'd be west of Preemption. Fairview School is what it was called. And it was moved on in 1965 to its current location here, where we had a foundation already for it to set on. And once it moved here, we had to take I wasn't a part of it then. So anyway, they took the chimney down and everything. It needed a roof, and when it got here, they put the chimney all back up and re-roofed the roof and everything, and then didn't really dedicate it till 1969 when it was all ready to go and all refinished like it is with all the original stuff. There was 8 classes in this one-room school. Sometimes you might have one teacher, you might have 2 teachers, but basically, yeah. And you can see the old potbelly stove over there. It's got the mittens on top and the boots underneath warming up and everything.
Well, you have the original desks, which is so important, and then you have the inkwell still available from the teacher's desk. Wow.
The teacher's desk, right. Yeah, and there, each one of these desks here, I think, has an inkwell in it, too. You know, you had somewhere to dip the girl in front of you, dip her pigtails in the inkwell. Well, I'm sure that all happened.
So basically, when you're talking about from Reynolds to Aledo, that's a good 10 to 15 miles to move a one-room school.
Right.
So that means there had to be a lot of people involved in that moving a one-room school.
Involved in the move, right. When this school was purchased for $500 from one person and it donated it to the museum, but to move it was a lot of money. So to kind of repay him back for buying it, they had 331 people on the telephone soliciting money, and they came up with $4,300 to move this school here. That's community working together.